the person power of the board could come in handy because we are short staffed, but working on some of that, you know, part of fulfillment is acknowledgement and also, you know, acknowledgement so forth, so people will continue to give the next time, and also, you know, reminding people, to complete their pledges. And those are some of the things that, you know, that, that volunteers can help with. And, we need to, you need to work with us to help us organize to be able to help you with those things, because we can't leave that money lying around.
Which we did do on this drive. There was a reminder and bill me effort.
Good.
Which worked great.
Good.
We think.
Good. Yeah. We need to go after that 20% as much as possible. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Tatum.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I was wondering if Kamau could state those goals of the committee again. I think he had three goals of the committee, and I'd like to have a follow-up question if necessary.
Okay.
It's probably his
decision. Sure. Our three proposed goals in the committee are to develop a standard set of financial reports to be presented at each meeting of the LSB. Second goal, implementation of internal controls to ensure the integrity of that financial reporting, to promote accountability within the organization and to prevent fraud. And lastly, completion of the fiscal year 2023 station budget, inclusive of the narratives to support that budget.
Okay, thank you. The follow-up question, Mr. Chair, would
yes.
be that possibly another word could be used in your goals besides fraud. For instance, you could consider using mismanagement. So if the committee would take that suggestion back and see what they think about it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Other comments pertaining to the Finance Committee report or the station finances in general? Okay, so for now, we will then move on to the Pacifica National Board. First, we'll have the report, and then we will proceed with the elections.
So I'll start, and then Vanessa and Sue and Donna can jump in as necessary. So thinking back to the things that we've done at the PMB since this LSB last met, we interviewed and elected the affiliate directors, that is, you know, the PMB directors who come from the affiliates network. We heard from a signal swap professional, which, I mean, you all know that we've decided that we probably need to sell some real estate to help get us out of the financial pickle. Another way that we could get out of the financial pickle is swapping signals. That's not anybody's first idea, and that something like that would have to be voted on by, you know, the entire membership. But nonetheless, it's good to get smart about these things. So we heard from a signal swap professional. I'm going to use the word kerfuffle, but I think that's probably an understatement. But the KPFK LSB is basically rebelling. And so, you know, that's taken up a lot of the PMB's attention lately. Another thing that occurred was probably some of you know that there was a judgment against Pacifica for defamation in favor of John Verniel, who was the interim executive director who took WBAI I was going to say off the air, but he turned it into a repeater for one of the West Coast stations. But at any rate, Pacifica lost the case where we were trying to prevent the settlement from going to Mr. Verniel. So he has the settlement, or not settlement, it's a judgment. I don't know why I keep saying the word settlement, but so he has the $300,000. If we would win the case, he would have to pay that back. So that's up there. the funds actually came from an account at KPFA. And the only reason, it's not that KPFA owed the money, it's that that was the only bank account that had $300,000 in it. So the U.S. Marshals Service seized the funds. So anyway, and then I'll just report what the general manager reported as FY22 versus FY21, you know, kind of like overall financial position. And in FY22.
Excuse me, Julie, you said the general manager?
Oh, I meant to say the ED.
Okay. Thank you.
I wrote down GM, but I'm not really sure in my little notes why it says GM. I really meant to say ED. Sorry. Okay. Thank you, Dennis, for catching that. Appreciate that. So Stephanie Wells, the ED, reported that Pacifica lost $1.8 million in FY22. So FY22 ended September 30th of 2022. That compares to FY21, where at the end of FY21, we were $185,000 in the black, but we were in the red this year. The difference is really primarily PPP forgiveness. I think so that's just on the net income or net loss front. If you look at revenues for the whole foundation, revenues were down $4 million from FY21 to FY22. About half of that is PPP money. So we lost some, you know, basically some listener revenue and other, you know, I don't know whether it was other sources of revenue too. So that's a concern, right? One of the things we did manage to do, the reason the losses weren't bigger in FY22 is because we did also cut expenses somewhat. So anyway, so that just gives you kind of a sense of the big picture. I mentioned that we're in the process of selling the KPFK building. That means we're going to need to find a new home for KPFK. And I just want to report that Mo Thomas, our engineer, is helping out in terms of, you know, defining the needs for what the station needs. What kind of real estate can we look at in Los Angeles to put them in terms of a new home? Another thing I wanted to share with people is, you know, we're going to actively try to get, CPB funding again in the next cycle of CPB funding. Don't know whether we'll be successful or not, but one of the things that does have to happen for CPB funding is that, you know, everyone has to take, sexual harassment training. And I suspect that that is even extended to LSB delegates as well as the PMB directors. It will obviously include staff at the stations, and that's, you know, volunteers, programmers as well as paid staff. So, Stephanie's working on, you know, getting that training launched for people. I think we're also going to, see if we can't do some training on, bullying and, you know, sort of bad behavior, because there seems to be a fair bit of that. Maybe not so much at the PFW, LSB, but other LSBs, there's a fair bit of it, and some of it at the PMB. And so, we're interested in doing, some training there. And then the final thing I'll point out is that, in early February, the lawsuit will be finally heard, the oral arguments in the, case of Pacifica versus New Day. And this is the New Day folks, you probably remember, you know, wanted to, put forth new bylaws, and there was a referendum, and it was in 2021. And the bylaws referendum lost, the one supported by New Day, but they've sued. And so, that gets heard in court in early February. That's what I can say in open session. Vanessa, Sue, or Donna, I don't know if anybody wants to add anything.
Yeah, actually, Dennis is not here.
I'm sorry. What was that, Dennis?
I just said, I was letting her know that Donna's not here.
I knew that. I'm sorry.
I'm letting Julie know.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Go ahead, Vanessa.
So the only thing I would add is, in terms of the two committees I'm on, there's nothing new to report on elections, or governance, although there's lots of activity with regard to the elections process. I would like to report, in terms of the governance committee, the chair, passed, he transitioned, Lawrence Reyes, who was, known, I guess, throughout the network, to many people over the years, is a social worker and also a very active labor union representative, for his colleagues, union steward. So he took a lot of pride in that. And so for anybody who knows Lawrence Reyes, just to let you know that he passed. And that's it.
Thank you. Sue, did you have anything to add?
I do not. She has been extremely thorough. And it's, believe me, it's a hard thing to cover. She's done a very good job.
Great. Ellen, what is the process for doing our PNB elections?
We, at this point, had nominations for the staff, one person accepted nomination, and there was only one position. So the delegates would have to determine, and we take a vote. We don't have to go to the electronic vote that I thought we would have to do. For the listener directors, there were only three individuals that accepted. And under the bylaws, it's required that we have three listener LSB members elected as a director. So at this point, the board would have to decide and vote first for Sue Goodwin, the only person that accepted the staff position. The board would determine and take a vote on Sue Goodwin being the staff representative on the PNB.
Okay, we will take that up first. Are there any objections to re-electing Sue Goodwin to be our staff director from the WPFW to the Pacifica National Board? Do I hear any objections?
None.
Okay. Sue, you got it.
All right, can I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for your support. And what I want to commit to is paying more attention to this process and being engaged in a deeper way. And that's what I want to do in the next year.
We appreciate it. I know it's a learning curve and it's a lot. But, you know, it's dangerous. It's got to do it. Who are the three nominees for the listener?
Listeners, Julie, the three individuals. The three individuals that are, were nominated for the listener PNB positions were Julie Hewitt, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, and Donna Grimes. And under the bylaws, three LSB members would be elected to be listener sponsor PNB directors.
Okay, so
LSB should vote for
As with the others, we are, these are, continuing, nominations for people continuing these positions. Let me go in order. Are there any objections to, Julie Hewitt continuing?
Move to accept all three by acclamation.
All right. Any objections to moving is there a second? I'm sorry.
Second.
Any opposed? All right, done. Julie and Vanessa, thank you. And we will extend our thanks to Donna, who is recovering from pneumonia.
Yeah, and I want to say thanks to all three.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis, could I say a word if that's okay? Just really quickly. I just wanted to echo what Sue said, in terms of also thanking the LSB, for the continued support for all three of us. I think it's really important that Julie returns. She's the PNB chair. That's an extremely important position. It reflects well on our station that, one of our delegates is, a PNB chair. And it is quite the grueling task. The last meeting ended at 3 a.m. They usually end somewhere between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m. The last one was at 3, so it is definitely a labor of love, and thank you all for your support.
Thank you. Sarah?
earlier today, before the meeting started, Alan mentioned sending Donna postcard or a message with our best wishes, and I'd like to bring that formally to the whole team here, and see if we can't get that done. So I move to send a message to Donna by expedient means or appropriate means, expressing our best wishes and her rapid recovery and her congratulations on her new post.
And our gratitude.
Vanessa seconds.
Any discussion? Any objections? Let it be so. Thank you, Sarah. One other thing before I move to community comment, which I meant to actually speak to at the beginning of the meeting. I mentioned that we needed a quorum of 10 because we are short. At this point, we still have only 18 board members out of a possible 24. I have not yet been able to contact my first effort was to contact the runners-up from the last election in 2021 to see if they are still interested and if we want to add any of them. What I heard back so far from the station is that all of them may not actually be members in good standing at the time, so they may not all be still eligible. I'm still working on getting that information, and I will contact them before the next meeting. Meantime, we also are down 3 staff positions on the board. So that is something that I have asked people to recruit informally on the with the staff and programmers. That may be something that we can mention informally on Saturday, but that'll be something that we definitely need to work on because there is enough work to do without going through it I guess 75% strength. Julie, you have your hand?
Yeah, could you just repeat how many listener members were short?
Let me see, we've done 18. I guess it's 3. Yeah, 3 listeners, 3 staff. Okay, Vanessa.
Did you say that there are runners up for the listener spots?
Yes, there are at least 3 runners up. I think I had somewhere between 3 and 5 names, that I was trying to get contact for. The information that came back was that all of them are not currently eligible. But I will contact those who are eligible. What was your question, Vanessa?
No, that was my question. And so the additional question is, in terms of the staff positions, we have a couple of vacancies. That's
3.
Okay. So are there runners up for those as well?
No, because the last election, only 3 people ran.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
And at that point, we were full. So yeah, so that just goes to straight recruiting. There are no runners up. Okay. And, with that, I will, it is 7:56 by my computer. I will open the floor to community comment. I know there are some non-board members here in the room, and I thank you for spending your evening with us. And, please raise your hand electronically if you have a comment. Marty.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I'd like to know, a couple months ago, someone requested that we organize a relocation committee. Is that still in the making? Have you all discussed it?
We have not discussed it. It is on the agenda to bring up again in this meeting.
Oh, okay. Second, as far as having a workshop for people who want to pitch, could you consider asking people on the outside, community members, if they're interested in pitching? I think that would help a lot when people who listen hear from other community members pitching for WPFW.
And how would you recommend recruiting or selecting those folks?
Maybe put some information out to each of the members asking if they're interested in pitching, and if so, would they be interested in attending a workshop?
No, but you said members, but then you said community folks.
People. Oh, okay. Well, members could ask community people that they know who would be interested in pitching.
Okay.
So if Jared could at least consider that, if he's still on.
Yeah, he's on.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. We should start with board members, have them volunteer to pitch, and then offer to recruit people beyond themselves. Let's start with board members, if we could.
Okay. That's all.
Okay.
And I would also say that there is in addition to active listeners, there's also a good pool of folks out there like Ms. Peterson who are former board members, who are familiar with the station, who would fit that profile nicely as well. Other comments? Come on, folks. You took the time to be here. Let's hear what you have to say.
If they're not careful, I'll threaten to sing. That'll get them on.
I know you're not all just hiding in the chat. I'm not even looking in the chat right now. Really? You could just say how much you love WPFW.
Mr. Chairman, I move that you say it like three times, and we allow for any community comments if somebody raised their hand, if it doesn't get out of hand later.
Say that again. Ask three times.
Sound system together.
Ask three times.
Can you hear? In the unions, we say election, nominee, whatever. You make it clear we're asking for community comments.
Right.
Suspended. We unsuspend it if any community person wants to come on with time restraints.
I see. Okay. Well, I've asked twice. I'm going to ask one more time if anyone would like to come on at this point. If not, I'm going to close community comments so that we can go on with our business. And Mr. Blanton said, if there is time remaining toward the end, if you have something to say, perhaps we can hear it then. Last call. The doors of your radio station are open. Okay. Thank you for coming. And we will, you can drop your collection in the, your donations in the basket on the way out. And we will turn now to the program committee report. I got a few things from Donna Minerva. Did you have, Minerva still here?
Yeah, I'm, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I'm, only, whatever you have from Donna, that's what we're reporting. I think she did mention that, we had a very short meeting. Well, the very first thing is to encourage people, board members to join that committee, because we only had three people the night that we did meet, and it was brought to our attention that even though our meeting is listed on WPFW's page, there is not a phone number. So we're working to get that updated. I think our next meeting would be January 23rd. So hopefully within the next few days, first part of next week, we can get a phone number and have them update the information that is showing. We're excited, and we want to thank Sue Goodwin for considering reaching out to members of the committee regarding helping with the news portion of her I think it's public affairs. So we were thankful for that, because initially someone had asked and we were told we weren't able to take part, but she did reach out. The committee will be looking at the request that was made some while back about listening and providing evaluations of the different programs, but we all are looking for a form or some type of guidance on what would be needed to make that happen. And then finally, I think our election of officers for the committee would take place in February, since we didn't have enough people to move forward with that task previously. And that's all I have, Dennis, unless I missed something that she had on her list.
Nope, that was it. Thank you. Anita.
Hello. My question is, have we, now that we know that there's an interim program director, will that staff member be attending the meetings? I attended quite a few of the program committee meetings, and the staff program director was never there. So will this interim program director be attending these meetings? And Minerva, I would love to know when the meetings are, so that I can, can you tell us when the next meeting is, so that we can, so that I can attend, and also the interim program director will have it on a date on her calendar as well.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah.
I'm sure she will be attending.
And actually, I think it would be a good, gesture for the committee to reach out directly, and invite her.
Okay. And, Anita, that date is January the 23rd. It's on a Monday. It's the fourth Monday of the month.
Got it.
Vanessa?
Yeah. So just, clarifying that, the current program director does and did in fact attend program committee meetings. I'm so sorry that they did not intersect with when Anita attended, but she definitely did attend.
Can Minerva, I don't know if you are in a situation where you can take over the meeting for 5 minutes. I need to make a quick call.
Okay. The only thing that I would say to everyone is that if anyone has their hands up, I will not be able to see them. So if someone could let me know if someone has their hands up. And yes, I can do it, Dennis.
Okay, I'll be right.
I will do that for you.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any other comments or questions or statements regarding the program committee meeting? Okay. Hearing none, I think the next report comes from community outreach. Is that correct? And again, I'm doing this from my phone and I don't have my computer on to see the agenda.
Can I ask if the LSB show committee is going to report?
Okay. Is that on the agenda, Alan?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And,
yes, it is on the agenda.
Okay. Is there someone from the LSB program committee that would like to speak at this time? Okay. Hearing no one responding, then,
outreach.
I think that it would be the outreach committee. Okay.
Yes.
And for that committee, we did have a little bit of a mix up with, the meetings, and I'll be giving that report and Marty's available and she can speak further. But, we had a mix up with, the meeting because we did go ahead and, schedule the meeting initially. We meet the first Tuesday of the month and we did not post it, but, we did then do a post for the meeting to take place on last night. And that was only because of what had not been done previously, which would allow the community to be a part of the meeting. So going forward for everyone, the committee meets the second Tuesday of the month. I'm sorry, the first Tuesday of the month, and there was a Zoom link and all the information that will be posted for the committee. In the meeting, and we discussed the upcoming activity, the meet and greet with the programmers, and everyone committed to attend, or those who were on the call committed to attend. And we want to continue with our community outreach, and we will, in our next meeting, hold our election as well, and then begin planning for activities for the 2023 year. And it was brought out that under Pacifica's bylaws, that the outreach committee is called the Outreach and Development Committee. So we are looking to get a copy of that information. It's understood that a decision was made for the LSB board of WPFW to change it to only outreach and then have a separate development committee. So we'll be talking more about that and bringing information forward to the board. But the one statement that was made by all present is that whether we are outreach only or outreach and development, that the station does need a separate committee, whether you call it development or whatever name you give to it, that will spend time doing more of the development in terms of writing, let's put it this way, that would do more than just fundraise. Began to help, one statement that came up is right now, we do not have an updated document that we can go out and promote to people regarding what about the station and encourage them to donate and be part and do things of that sort. So we know there's a lot of talent on this board where there are individuals who are very good in marketing and have great ideas. So that would be, to us, be a development committee on how do we get the information out to everyone about the station, because even though we've been here 40-something years, there are people who still say they don't know about the station. So we're saying that outreach and development, if that's what our name is, but there still needs to be another group to help to really get the word out and get people to become part of the station. So I'm going to stop if Matt, Marty, you have something, or if anyone has any questions at this time.
Minerva, you covered it well.
Thank you, Minerva. I'm back. I thank you. And I see you, Anita. Two quick things. Minerva, you have too many jobs. And Ellen, Adele is in the meeting.
Minerva and Marty, Jerry here. I have a question / proposal, if I may, for outreach, I guess, and development. And this will cross over also into programming and program development. Chair, may I?
Yes.
Okay. The DMV is host to the largest Ethiopian community in the world outside of Ethiopia. They're right here. I have been talking to people in the community, the Ethiopians in this community, if they have any media outlets at all. What do they listen to? Where is their music? Where is their news? They have nothing as far as I found. And it is a market. It is a demographic that I feel that we should not ignore. Yes, regular DMV residents, you know, the regular folks still need to know about PFW, but there's this huge market. Well, okay. Well, you know, I'm an import. Actually, I'm an import to the DMV. I fell in love with the DMV. And we're seeing very much like myself. I'm actually first generation. We're seeing second generation people now, whose parents migrated to the DMV, and, you know, they're kids who were born here.
What's your proposal?
I'm proposing that we look at Ethiopian programming.
And I think that's not I think that's a good idea that actually begins in-house, with the program director, possibly in consultation with the program committee. I don't know that that's a community outreach issue, directly. I think if that it's good for that committee to be aware of that as a possible target demographic if the outreach committee wants to do something, but it sounds primarily like a programming initiative.
I would like to say, excuse me, we do need to update the postcards that we used to hand out. And there's a large community of Ethiopians in Silver Spring. And if we could get those postcards printed, we could hand some out to the Ethiopian restaurants, the stores, as well as other people.
Mm-hmm. Which postcards, Marty? Are you talking about the ones that we had before that were foldable mailers with the programmer pictures?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think I can get the raw files that were used to get those printed up and get those files updated, and we can update it to make it current.
That sounds like a perfect outreach committee initiative to update those materials.
Okay. Marty, let's make that a priority one. Please stay on me. We've got to make that happen.
Okay, the sooner the better.
Okay, I don't want to leave Anita hanging too long. Anita, thank you for your patience.
And I wasn't off of mute. First of all, I want to direct this comment to Jerry. If you are a, what did you call yourself? Transit?
An import.
You would understand that the phrase DMV grates on our nerves.
Ooh. We are not,
DMV means Department of Motor Vehicles.
What?
You're either DC or you're Maryland or Virginia. Just to let you know that. It grates on our nerves.
Okay, I'll never say it again. Thank you. I've never known that. So what about the tri-state area? Some people sometimes call it the tri-state area. Does that
work? New York.
We're not a state.
You're right. We're not a, okay. So
tri-state is New Jersey, New York, and whatever else. Okay. Yeah.
So how do we describe the area?
We are the DC metro area. It's DC metro area. That's how it's been all these years. When Virginia
wanted to dissociate themselves with DC. Now all of a sudden we want to be one and friendly. No, it grates on our nerves. It really does. But okay. Anyway,
this is important.
Wait, you had an earlier comment, right, Anita?
But that was not my comment. My major comment was that I would love to, be a part of that development portion of that outreach committee. I have background in development. I've worked for the National Diabetes Association as well as the National Arthritis Foundation in development. And it was one of the most fun things I've done in life. I also have done quite a few things with, employee relations and developing, fundraisers and how and outreach in working with the, pro football teams in the area and stuff, and development would just be real fulfilling for me. So I would love to do that part, and help out on that committee. If development is part of outreach, I would love to do that.
Thank you.
I think we've touched on something that we can't miss here, and it's kind of incidental with me saying DMV. And please forgive me for that. And I've learned something important here. However, there's something else going on in our listenership that I find kind of strange, which is we don't have any real target towards Virginia, although our signal is now very strong in Virginia. The way our antenna used to be built, our signal was more oriented towards Maryland. Now it's a big circle, and we've got almost all of Richmond covered, and we've got major donors to the station from Virginia who are insisting it's a new Virginia. And if you follow Virginia politics, it is changing, but we don't reach out to Virginia.
Jerry, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought for a minute. I'm going to go to Mr. Blanton, because that's a longer discussion. Go ahead, Thomas.
Actually, I want to start off supporting Jerry's first comment about outreach to the Ethiopian community. And I want to raise it to the level of, I'm going to have to go back. Let me apologize for not being able to focus at the beginning of the meeting. Life got in the way. I had asked these questions in advance in writing. Jerry, I wanted you to do what you're doing now in your report. These thoughts need to be thought through and put in writing with data, with the reasoning. I agree they are legitimate thoughts. I just need to understand why we're doing what we're doing, how much time we're doing it with, how much cost it is, how much staff time we're doing it, yada, yada, yada. We have board members here who can assist you in certain things, but we have a life too, and we need to be able to plan our life, i.e. the Ethiopian outreach. You know, Sankofa is the Ethiopian center, Sankofa bookstore.
Yes.
Ada Jerima's sister died about a month or two ago. Ooh. You know, over 500 Ethiopians came to 11 o'clock a.m. funeral. They are here. They are very much present. They are very progressive. They would love to have a show and participate in WCLW. It is more than passing out flyers. It is a sophisticated, professional presentation to a business. These guys run countries.
Wait a minute,
Jerry. Go ahead, Thomas.
I'm sorry, Thomas. Go ahead. You're correct. I'm with you.
I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No. I've happened upon a couple of Ethiopian events that were very, 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 very well produced, first of all. I mean, these things were funded and they were well produced. All the vendors were supported with glossy postcards, and you can see it is a thriving community right here, you know, and they're actually hungry for access. They are what we call underserved. They are a very underserved community. And if we don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. Guaranteed.
Let me say this, Jerry, because I think with both of these, what you're talking about, the Ethiopian community and Virginia, I think Thomas is right. These are important ideas that deserve you know, more thoughtful discussion. And so what would make the most sense is for you to be able to have these thoughts, have as points in the report to say, this is something that we would like to do as a station. We'd like the board to help, maybe make a recommendation that certain committees take on some of these things to discuss, look at, come back to the board with specific ideas. Okay, we can try this, we can try that. Because we really aren't going to get any place. It's okay to bring up these ideas now, but we're not going to get any place in a meeting, you know, with 20 people and, you know, in limited time. But all of these are good points to channel into some place. And I think the committees are the place to put them on the committee agendas and people to kick around the ideas and then come back to the board with, you know, two or three specific proposals of, whether it's a proposal for a new programming, proposal for a new, community outreach initiative, a new marketing strategy, you know, all those kinds of things. That makes sense. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, it needs to be documented. I agree.
So about the outreach and development committee being separated, I'm just going to use it as an example. When we make decisions in a LSV timeframe, how does the next LSV elected board know that those decisions were made? Do they have value? Do we have to reinstall them? Because I don't remember much, but somebody said it correctly. They were separated at one point just last year. You know, I don't know if we look at them. When I first turned in today, Vanessa was asking about where are the minutes, you know, past minutes and stuff. It should be in the minutes. Now, does that stand because we made that decision before, or do we have to reinstall that decision? I don't really have a care, but it happened.
My answer would be that it stands unless and until it's reversed. That's where it is now. And if somebody wants to change it, that can happen.
And they need to be aware of that previous experience or whatever, and then they can inform themselves so they can make an intelligent presentation as to why, whatever way they want to go. I don't care again.
Right. Well, the thing is, in a case like that, somebody should just ask the committee about the history of that change.
Okay.
Vanessa.
And finally,
go ahead, Thomas. Finish up. Thomas, go ahead and finish up.
Finally, I think the discussion about the GM report should include, you know, a marketing strategy. You know, what is our mission and how does it line up with our audience?
Hello?
I'm done.
Agreed. No, I agreed. You know, there is a ancient mission statement for the station, and there is a generalized Pacifica mission statement, and both of them are very old documents and need to be refreshed.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, I guess I as a GM should do. I'll need a little help.
Or something that you as a GM could ask for a committee from the board to help you with drafting a new mission statement. That would make perfect sense.
I would be making that request right now. Yes.
Okay. Any objections? Second?
I second.
Any objections? Okay, well, sign me up.
Excellent. And timely, I will say, because we're at a period of, like you said, expansion of the station in our reach. I never finished with Virginia. We have a document on the wall at the station that shows our signal, and it's almost a perfect signal radiating from our tower. Virginia used to be in kind of the shadow of the physical tower with our antenna on the other side of it. Now we're located at the very tippy top of the antenna, so we're radiating in an almost perfect circle. And we're covering all of, I think, Richmond at this point. But there's been some reticence, I will say, when I spoke to people about, you know, we need to take a look at Virginia. We need to see, you know, what our outreach is in Virginia. People were kind of hesitant, you know. And if you did the last demographic that was done, the last real survey said that something like 80% of our audience is in Prince George's County. We did not have a strong presence in Virginia, but now we've got major donors coming from Virginia saying we need to cover Virginia politics because it's changing. You know, Virginia is partly blue. It's not completely blue by any stretch of the imagination, but there's been a lot of progress made in Virginia, and we as a station seem to ignore Virginia. I need to find out what's going on. Why that is, board?
Again, that sounds like programming. I don't think we do a whole lot of Maryland politics either. We can look at programming, and we can look at outreach, and you know, what are the kinds of things that get the station in? How does the station get into a community? You know, that's the question. Who is on the ground that we could partner with to promote the station? Those are the kinds of questions that need to be asked. There's no switch to turn on to say, you know, we do Virginia now. And I think some sort of if not a full program, then finding, you know, an appropriate program to maybe spend some time addressing Virginia would be a good place to start. You know, if there's an existing program, they could easily incorporate some of those issues into the things that they're doing now. That seems to me like a potential first step. But again, talking in-house programming, we're talking program committee, and we're talking outreach committee. Vanessa.
Just wanted to follow up on the point that Thomas made. I think he raises a good point. He makes a good point in terms of, and we face the same thing on the PNB, where to find information. How do we know what actions were taken by a previous board? And sometimes there's certain people who just have strong institutional memory, and you can sort of ask them, and they are like the keepers of the memory of, you know, of the institution. But it's good to know that the minutes, at least going back to 2016, are on kpftx.org. But in terms of whatever action items, decisions, important information, so we're not reinventing the wheel, is contained in those minutes. It would be great to have some sort of structure for that. I'm not sure what that structure is, but I think that, you know, Thomas just makes a really good point.
Yes, I agree. Sarah.
I'm a little surprised that Virginia is not well represented, because Alexandria, if it was demographics, should pull strongly, as well as Prince George's County, as well as Silver Spring, that area of Montgomery County should. So obviously it's not just a demographic thing. There's maybe it's the way we're pitching or something like this. You're absolutely right. This is a committee assignment. This is deep. It's not a cursory look. It's, none of this makes sense when you think about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Julie?
This is slightly off topic, but I'm about to order an e-card for Donna Grimes, and I have to put a deadline for everybody to sign the e-card. Does noon on Saturday seem like a good time to people? You'll get an email that tells you to sign the card. Is everybody okay with that?
Sure.
All right. That's what I'm doing then. Okay. Sorry. That was off topic.
Works for me.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is unfinished business. couple of these things have actually been mentioned already. The two things I had down here were revisiting the idea of a relocation committee and a development committee. I know, Jerry, last meeting you weren't able to attend. There was a crisis at the station. But before that, you had said something about the, you had sent something about the rental situation. Can you give us a brief summary on that and, what we would like to do, or at least discuss tonight, is whether there are some representatives of this body, that can, assist you, work with you in helping to complete those arrangements for the next lease.
I would need Kamal's assistance as we look at the existing contracts and arrangements, but let me say that there has been tremendous progress made in terms of looking at potential resources. And hold on one moment.
I'm on a call. Hold on.
So as long as I have Kamal.
I'm sorry. When you say resources, what do you mean?
There are some properties that have come to our attention that we're taking a very serious look at, you know, as options for relocation.
Is there, are we looking at any non-commercial properties?
Yes.
Okay.
It's sensitive right now because we don't want to lose any options. I don't know that I'm really free to speak about it openly at this time. But just know that there are some very positive options available to us at this time.
Are there, let me ask this, are there two or three people, and I agree that Kamau should be the primary liaison, are there two or three people upon whom Kamau might call to kick this around some more?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there anybody else on the board who might be interested
in relocation? In terms of relocation?
Yes. Okay, well.
Okay, if not, this is a very serious matter. It's a very serious matter.
Sir, are you saying yes?
Yeah, I'd be interested in that. Okay. Have some pretty big obligations, other, you know, as everybody okay. knows, but I certainly would be interested in helping out there. But I would think that Jerry, this gets us back to something I had mentioned quite a while ago. I'd certainly like to know what the technical, requirements are for our station. In other words, sort of a menu of what you need to do to have a PFW exist. You know, and it doesn't have to be super detailed, but you know, the big components of what we need to have the station work.
Okay.
Good. Can you put that together?
Yes, and then let me give it to you in its most basic form, which will be instructive for everybody on the board and everybody that's on this call. You need two basic components to have a WPFW. You have to have a transmit site, which is, you know, where all the power is, and then a studio site. And, you know, of course, between the two, you understand, Sarah, there's the STL, the studio to transmitter link. They're usually two different sites. Rarely do you have them at the same location. So, once you've established those two sites, you've got a most basic fundamental FM radio station. Today's a different day. We're a lot more than just a fundamental FM radio station, and history was just made on Monday. We have our HD signal, which is on the air now, right this moment. But it's